Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
...that makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
TJ completely out of line. Hobby, two homers, six RBIs. Rico's asking, are you buying this or are you waiting for the other shoe to drop? It's 34 games. I don't think there's a wrong opinion. If you're buying it, cool. If you're not, I don't think it makes you Satan. I think all of us can be united. We're thrilled it's happening because I don't care about right or wrong. I don't. It means nothing. Right is a parade. If Javi Baez is 75% of this, he lives up to the contract. And he helps you at a time where you had no able-bodied humans to play center field. He's giving you an 870 OPS. Whether I think it's sustainable or not, clearly I don't. It doesn't matter because you needed it now. Mm-hmm. I don't need it in July or August when I'm either out of the race or Meadows is back. I needed it now. He's delivered it now. In that sense, whatever... the value he's offered right now, it's embedded. It's absolute. It doesn't matter what happens this point forward. I'd argue he already delivered an MVP performance. He could disappear. He still will have given you a 2.5 WAR over 34 games. Kenneth Gott.
He went from an OPS plus of in the 40s to an OPS plus of in the 140s.
Yeah, I know.
That's absolutely ridiculous.
But again... that's where it's unsustainable. But have we seen wild stuff in baseball? Yeah, I saw some nerd named John Olrude almost hit 400 for the Jays in the early 90s.
Oh,
how
about that?
Yeah, everybody did. Who's John Olrude? I watched Kevin Moss.
Is he wore the helmet, right?
Yes.
All the time.
I watched a guy who was a nobody for the New York Yankees belt 21 home runs in half a season. You thought he was going to be the new Babe Ruth. Cutscene. He didn't hit 20 home runs the rest of his career. I don't know what to do with it, but I'm rolling with it.
Yeah.
Because it's powering the Tigers to being the AL favorite.
Yeah, I remember Biggio hitting all the home runs, but then we found out why.
Uh-oh. all right, David, ticket text. We'll go to the callers. Are you waiting for the other shoe to drop, or do you believe this?
I believe it will continue, maybe not on this level, but on an average level, which is good enough.
Okay,
that
but that's
is from Rick.
Yeah, Rick, you're talking out of both sides of your skull. It's not going to continue if it falls to an average level. That's not the same thing. He's playing at an all-star. He would start the all-star game today if this is what he is. So it's either continuing or it's not. If it falls to average, it's not.
He's finally on a good team that could win something, so he's just actually trying now. I believe it will continue because the team is good.
Hold on, David. You think he makes the All-Star team if this keeps up?
Yeah.
Okay. As a reserve, though, right?
No.
The fans vote.
Oh, no.
You think he would start?
If he's this?
No, but I'm saying because fans vote, therefore
I'll tell you what.
I don't really count it. Oh, because they'll put somebody in who's got a foot in the grave.
I'll look at all
Mike
center.
Trout.
Yeah, Whit Merrifield. I'll look at all center fielders. But the point is, Rico, that's how good it is.
Yeah.
Right? I just, come on. Yes, David.
Yeah, someone says, we need a documentary on the new Javi Baez. I'm sorry, Javier Baez. This is incredible. Frank at work. Say it in your Denzel training voice. He says, Wyatt Langford ain't got nothing on Baez.
Okay.
And then someone is concerned. Could he be Detroit's version of Sam Darnold? Turns back into a pumpkin come playoffs. Don't want it to happen, but it does scare me. From Frank.
Well, Frank, you and I are simpatico. I always worry about stuff like that. Because if he had one bad year, you could blame the injuries.
Yeah.
He's had five.
Now, it would be very disappointing if he did what Sam Darnold did and went the entire season and disappeared in the postseason.
But guess what? He would have powered you to something. Mm-hmm. I have no slander for the man because, like I said,
he's not a ginger.
Correct. Also not balding. You can win. You can win. He could be a team captain. Let's go to Larry. He'll bat leadoff today. Larry, what's going on? Larry?
Mike, how are you?
Larry, what's going on, buddy?
You struck a chord here. I had to pull over and hold on for a little bit.
Okay.
I know you say the hip doesn't make a difference. The hardest thing in baseball is to do what, Mike? You've said it a million times.
Round ball, round bat. Yes.
You can't do that on one leg. I'm not saying it lasted for 5 years. 2020 was a tough year. He wasn't in there. He had a good year between the Mets and the Cubs in 2021. We all know what he did the last 2 years. When you go up to the bat and you're not confident and you can't get around on a ball, you can't get to the outside pitch, that's confidence. He's healthy now. He's seeing the ball. He's running like crazy. He wouldn't have been out in center field last year running that on a hip. I'm telling you, people are saying, oh, is it the bat? Who's he working with? Did they fix the swing? It's none of that. Mike, you're knowledgeable. You know baseball. You know sports. It's the damn hip. It's the hip. He can get around on the ball. He can get to the outside. He can go run down balls in center field. No?
No, I'm listening. You're passionate about it. Larry, I'm not discounting that it doesn't help, but the idea that this guy has a damn near 900 OPS, I can't just chalk that up to Dr. Feelgood. This is a version of him I haven't seen since 2016.
Well, I disagree on that. 17, 18, and 19, he had solid seasons.
Yeah, but he didn't have a 900. Hold on. Now, hang on. Now, I'm not trying to bust your balls here, but he didn't have 900 OPS. We can't conflate these things and act like they're all the same. Listen, the bottom line is, if you want to have a year where he was close, you could say, I got it. I pulled it up right in front of me. Hold on one second, brother. So if you had the time with the Mets, agreed. But if you want a season like this, you got to go back to age 25, 2018. I mean, Lair, if he keeps it up, he keeps it up. I'm not going to be mad about it. But figuring it out, I don't think it's as simplistic as that. There are a multitude of things at play here.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's a secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
No, I got you, Mike. And is he going to hit that 900 ops? No, but can it be 650 to 700?
Oh, God,
can he
yeah.
hit 25
yes.
or
yes.
30? You know,
yes.
Would that be worth if he does?
If he puts up a league average OPS of 730, not a penny or a pound more, he will have given this team everything they needed mm-hmm. when they needed it. Yeah. Yes, Larry.
And it makes the contract a little bit more understanding, right?
You can't be awful at your okay. job for 3 years. Larry, come on, buddy.
That's it. We're not going to even think about the last couple of years.
Right. I'm thinking
now
in
you're
a time capsule
too far.
Right now.
Right. Thank you.
That's it.
Not saying no. It does not absolve him from what he has been from when he was Harvey. I'm saying right here, right now, he was asked to rise to the occasion, and he has done it. And he has cleared this bar. He has cleared the please just don't. What is it, Kenny? Don't be terrible.
Just north of terrible.
Right.
He's north of an all-star right now. Let's go over to Greg, 97.1. Greg, what's going on?
Good afternoon.
Good. What's going on, man?
So I'm following the base train.
Okay.
I think he's kind of like an NFL wide receiver. You know, baseball is a lot mental. And so I think before the hip and before all that, it was just, you know, a case of everything just going wrong for him. And then he just kind of went down the tubes. He gets the hip fixed. He's got Hinch that puts him just, you know, snuck in the bottom of the lineup. And by the way, I think Hinch is our best manager, anything the whole city. I mean, the way that he does matchups and all that kind of stuff, he puts players in the right position to do the right things. And Harvey's in the – well, Harvey. Hopefully he won't become Harvey again.
Freudian slip.
And dude, I was worried that he'd become Harvey again when they stopped throwing him strikes. But then in that Colorado series, they threw him a ball in the left-hand batter's box that he swung on, and he put up the middle for two RBI. So I think with that one, you can put it on the hip surgery. I had it. That doesn't matter. But Petrie had it too, and he was talking about everything's off. So he's kind of like a fine, you know, a fine ride. He's like a Ferrari that, yes, has everything perfect, just like a wide receiver. And now we're seeing it. And I think it can go.
But I agree. You know, I agree with this is what I was trying to say to Larry, Greg, is I just think it's too simplistic to say it's one thing. I agree with you. There's a confidence element. I think his approach, obviously, he feels better. But there's something going on where it's not just one thing. To have this seismic turnaround, I mean, when the guy was perfectly healthy, nobody wanted him. It's really quite something. So, yeah, Greg, I think the organization is starting to develop a real reputation for being able to help guys, fix guys.
Yeah.
Look, you got three guys on this team that are going outer space mode. Mize, Torque, and Harvey. At a certain point, you do need to give credit to the organization. I need to give credit to the organization. So, I'm with you. Can it continue? Do you buy that it'll 870 OPS? You think it continues?
No. I mean, just like people were dropping off the cliff when they lost, two out of three to Texas.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be the same thing. You know, it's baseball. And that's another big part of it. Like you were saying before, this is baseball. It's freaking weird.
It's
like
very
stuff
weird.
Like this happens.
Well, here's the other part, too.
Drop down a little bit, but.
Think about this. It shows you how timing is everything in life, Greg. If he started the year awful, he never gets to have this month. But he started in renaissance mode. Mm-hmm. So here's my question. Are people going to stick with this guy when he has a terrible month? Which even at the height of his powers, you can go month to month in the splits of Javi Baez. He would have horrific months. And then he'd have months where he was incendiary.
Yeah,
I mean, he was just white hot. So you got to stick with him now. Even if it gets bad for a couple weeks, I will give Rico this, that while I don't believe this is what we can expect the rest of the year, I think this has earned this man some grace and some patience if and when he struggles for, God forbid, a few weeks.
Right.
He
has a bad series where he goes 0 for 12.
Oh, you mean Costa's not going to do a concern topic?
He will.
Javi went 0 for 6. What's your concern level? I'm like, that kid needs a Xanax. The team's got the best record in the AL. They lose 2 out of 3 to the Rangers.
I was just about to say, remember when Texas took 2 of 3 from us?
Yeah, they're doing panic radio.
The sky is falling.
Concern. Yeah.
Oh, my God. John, what do you think? Oh, wait, John's asleep.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster 2-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
...that makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.